The Story of Drona. Drona, the son of the great sage Bhartaraj, is considered one among the respected elders of the Mahabharat. Though he was an outsider, yet he made his presence felt everywhere in the family feud of the Kauravas and Pandavas. Drona and Drupad, who later became the king of Panchala, lived together for many years in the ashram of Agnivesh. Their friendship grew with them. One day, Drona saw his son drinking a cup of powdered rice in water and thought it was milk. Drona was ashamed and turned to Drupad for help. But Drupad humiliated him and turned him out of his court. Drona went to Hastinapur and became the teacher of military science to the Kauravas and Pandavas. Drona was determined to take revenge and made Arjuna an unmatched archer. Arjuna, eager to please Drona, attacked Drupad and seized him. Drona forgave Drupad and returned his half-kingdom. In the Mahabharat war, when Drona heard the news of his son Ashvatthama's death, he laid down his weapons and prepared for a samadhi. Meanwhile, Drishtadyumna, son of Drupad, slew him with one stroke of his sword. Drona was the son of the great sage Bhartaraj. He was so named because he was born in a drona, or a vessel. Bhartaraj and Prishita, the king of Panchala, were friends.
Drona seems to be a clever boy. I want him a companion to my son, Drupada.
All right, sir. Drona and Drupada started their studies. Drona was a brilliant pupil. Soon he learned the Vedas and Vedangas.
How wise you are, Drona. I wish I were like you.
But you are so. One day, Drona met his father.
Dear son, go to Rishi Agnivesh and learn the science of arms from him.
Will Drupad also go?
I'll ask to Prishita.
Bhartaraj met Prishita and told him about his plan. Prishita agreed to send Drupad.
My dear sons, go and complete your studies.
They departed for further studies. In the ashram of Agnivesh, their friendship grew stronger and stronger.
I will you close, Drona. Recite your slokas.
I am thankful to you. After completing their studies, the youths got ready to return home.
Dear friend Drona, when I become king, my palace will be your home, I promise.
You're so kind to me. I'll remember your offer. After a few years, Prishita died and Drupad sat on the throne. Bhartaraj too died and Drona was alone in the ashram. He married Kripi, sister of Kripa. As they got a son, a heavenly voice proclaimed,
"The child shall be known as Ashvatthama."
Drona and Kripi were happy to see their child. Then one day,
Drona, Parashuram is planning to give away all his wealth.
Drona approached Parashuram.
O great sage, give me a share of your wealth.
Sorry, you are late. There is nothing left with me except my body and weapons. Tell me which of these will you have.
Give me your weapons with the mantras for their use.
Have them. The weapons of Parashuram made Drona supreme on the skill of arms.
Let me tell the good news to Kripi.
Reaching home,
Kripi, Ashwatthama, come here.
Ashwatthama was playing with his friends.
What are you drinking?
Milk.
Can you give me some?
Oh, the beggar's son wants to drink milk. The boys mixed powdered rice with water and offered it to Ashwatthama. Ashwatthama drank it happily.
What a taste!
Ah, this poor fellow doesn't know what is milk. Ah. Drona was ashamed of seeing this.
Let me take Kripi and Ashwatthama to Drupada. He will help us.
So they moved for Drupad's palace.
Drupad is my friend. He will welcome us. Ashwatthama will get delicious food. Drupad, I am here. Remember your promise? Can you fulfill it?
What a strange! Can a poor Brahmin be a king's friend? What nonsense is he talking? I made no promise, but I can offer you food and shelter for one night. Drona was angry and became furious.
I promise that I'll avenge this insult. I'll also teach you what friendship is. Don't worry. Let us go to Kripa. I'm sure he will welcome us.
Kripa was the guru of the Pandava and Kaurava princes in Hastinapur. He welcomed Drona, Kripi, and Ashwatthama.
Dear Kripa, please don't tell anyone about my ability in the science of arms. Keep it secret.
Let it be so. One day, princes were playing ball in the open courty side.
Oh, the ball has fallen into the well.
How can we get it? Meanwhile, Drona appeared there.
What a shame. You cannot do this little work. Give me blades of grass, and I'll bring your ball out of the well.
Drona soon brought out the ball. The surprised princes saluted him. Please accept our salutation, sir. Let us know who you are.
Describe this event to your grandsire, Bhishma, and he'll tell you about me.
The princes rushed to Bhishma and told him about the event.
Oh, he is none but Drona. How fortunate you are. You will have a teacher beyond compare.
Bhishma approached Drona.
Guru, come to the palace and honor us.
At the palace, Drona told his story to Bhishma. He told how Drupad insulted him, and he came to Hastinapur to make pupils who would take his revenge.
I want to have obedient pupils who can take revenge.
Consider the princes as your pupils and teach them. Bhishma brought the princes to Drona.
Make these princes unmatched in the skill of arms.
After blessing them,
my dear pupils, you have to do a task for me after completing your studies. promise me that you'll do it."
None of the princes came forward. Then,
"I promise."
And it was none other but Arjun. Arjun, with his skill, soon became Drona's favorite.
"The Guru always favors Arjuna. He doesn't want any one of us to surpass him."
One night, Arjuna was eating in the intense dark. Suddenly, an idea struck him.
"When I can eat in the dark without seeing the food, why can't I shoot in the dark?"
Arjuna started practicing shooting every night in pitch dark. One night, Drona saw him.
"I'll make you an unmatched bowman."
And Drona made Arjuna an unmatched bowman. Princes and kings from neighboring kingdoms started pouring to Drona to become his pupils. "Sir, my name is Ekalavya. I am the Nishad prince. Please make me your pupil."
"Sorry, I can't accept you as my pupil." Ekalavya returned to the forest and made a statue of Drona. He worshipped it and started practicing regularly.
"You are my master." One day, the Kuru princes came to the forest for hunting. Their dog saw Ekalavya and started to bark at him. Ekalavya shot 7 arrows into the mouth of the dog. The dog rushed to the princes.
"Who are you? Who is your teacher?"
"My name is Ekalavya, a Nishad prince. Dronacharya is my teacher." The prince told the whole story to Drona. Arjuna was most worried. "You promised to make me an unmatched bowman, but now I doubt it."
"Don't worry. Let us go there."
Drona and Arjuna approached Ekalavya.
"Since you consider me your teacher, give me my dakshina."
"Oh, sir, please order me. I'll give you whatever you want."
"Give me the thumb of your right hand."
"All right, sir." And Ekalavya offered his thumb to Drona. Thus Arjuna remained unmatched. The princes became experts in the use of weapons.
"It's the right time to take my revenge."
Drona assembled the princes.
"I want my dakshina. As dakshina, I want Drupad, the Panchala king."
We shall do it.
They mounted their chariots and reached near Drupad's kingdom.
"Let the Kauravas try first, for they can't defeat mighty Drupad. Then we will try our skills."
So Arjuna and the other Pandavas did not take part in the battle. The Kaurava princes destroyed the Panchal forces and entered the city. Meanwhile, mighty Drupad came out of the palace and attacked on the Kauravas.
The Kauravas were no match for the mighty Drupad and started to flee.
Save us!
At once, the Pandavas came to their help.
"Don't worry, we are here."
"Oh, Guru, bless us."
After a fierce battle, the Kuru forces defeated the Panchala forces and Arjuna seized Drupada. Arjuna took Drupada to Drona.
Guru, please accept him as your dakshin. This was the moment Drona had waited for a long time.
Your kingdom now belongs to me. Do you wish to revive your friendship? If you revive your friendship, I'll give you half the kingdom in the name of friendship. The other half will be mine. Don't hesitate to accept me as your friend. Now I am also a king.
How noble you are. Please forgive me. I consider you as my friend. Drona came to his newly acquired kingdom. He was still the teacher of the Kuru princes. Drupada was cold with anger and humiliation. He often thought,
I'll never forgive Drona. I have to do something to achieve my end.
He, along with his wife, approached a venerable sage.
O sage, I want a son who can kill Drona.
O noble king, you will get such a son here.
The sage arranged a sacrificial fire. There arose a godlike youth out of the flames, and then a girl arose too.
Then the sages said,
the godlike youth shall be called Drishtadyumna,
and this girl, Krishna, who was also known as Draupadi or Panchali. Draupadi became the wife of the five Pandavas. The Pandavas lost the game of dice and were sent into exile for 13 years by the Kauravas. After 13 years, when the Pandavas asked for their share of the kingdom, Duryodhan, the eldest Kaurava, refused to give them even a single village. The Mahabharata, or the Great 18-Day War, was declared. Drona was on Duryodhan's side. Draupada and Drishtadyumna became the allies of the Pandavas.
When Bhishma, the grandsire of the Kauravas and the Pandavas, fell on the ground on the 10th day, Drona became the commander of the Kaurava forces.
Save us!
Drona successfully led the Kaurava forces and proved a terror for the Pandavas.
Drona killed many Pandava soldiers for 4 long days. On the 14th day, he was attacked by Drupada. But Drona killed Drupada too. Drishtadyumna was shocked by his father's death. The Pandavas consoled him.
Don't be disheartened. Take revenge of your father's death. You are born to kill Drona. Then Krishna suggested,
we will have to find a way to defeat Drona. Otherwise, you can't win the war. He must get news of Ashwatthama's death.
But that's not true.
Guru will lay down his arms.
Brother Yudhisthira, I shall kill Ashwatthama, the elephant, and then...
Bhima killed the elephant. Then Bhima went closer to Drona and shouted,
I have killed Ashwatthama.
No, you are telling a lie. You can't kill my son.
Drona approached Yudhisthira to know the truth.
Is it true, Yudhisthira?
Yes, Ashwatthama, the elephant, has been killed.
Drona laid down his arms and wanted to take samadhi. My dear son, Ashwatthama, I took arms only to provide you a better life. Since you are no more, I have no use for them.
And Dhrishtadyumna got the opportunity to kill Drona. He beheaded Drona with one stroke of his sword. But Dhrishtadyumna only killed the lifeless body of Drona, as his soul was already on its journey to heaven.